Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the show, we begin a series looking at some of the finest singer-songwriters in the world of jazz, beginning with the man who Alec Wilder once called, quote, the most talented, inventive, sophisticated, and jazz-oriented of the pop singer-songwriters from the early 20th century, Mr. Hoagie Carmichael. Carmichael wrote complex songs that, coupled with the distinctive Midwestern drawl of his voice, made him one of the most singular talents in American popular song, responsible for such songs as Stardust, Georgia on My Mind, and Skylark. It's Hoagie Carmichael, the singer-songwriter, coming up next on Afterglow.
Cloudy skies and rain, my poor back am broke with pain. My man sleeping, eyes are scrubbing, chilling, weeping, eyes are rubbing, pains are creeping, clothes are tubbing all day long. Up to that wash and soap and down to that water once more. Head down low, head low. Up to that wash and soap and down to that water once more. Oh, hands go, oh Lordy, so weary of washing, days dreary, so weary of sloshing them clothes. Up to that wash and soap and down to that water once more. Wash both blues. Never get me gone from here. Scrub them dirty clothes all year. Clothes, them raggedy clothes, them mussety clothes, them grimy clothes, that's all I know. Up and down, back and forth, all year long. Oh Lordy, won't you hear my song? Hear my song. Washing in a shanty on the shore, the river swinging on by the door. Hear that river lowly calling, eyes a shiver, nights a falling. Hear that river lowly moaning, moaning low. I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Hurry day, hurry day, hurry day, hurry. I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Throw myself, my poor self, self away. Must I keep tubbin', must I keep grubbin', must I keep rubbin', must I keep scrubbin' them old dirty clothes. But I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Hurry day, hurry day, hurry day, hurry.
Hoagy Carmichael on piano and vocals with the king of jazz himself, Paul Whiteman, and his orchestra in 1927 with Carmichael's Washboard Blues. Recorded just a few days before Hoagy's 28th birthday, this was his coming out party, so to speak, his first chance to show off his own music on the national stage. Hoagy was nervous, but he managed to nail the recording on the first take, despite Whiteman's other singer, Bing Crosby, waiting in the wings. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow, and this hour we're exploring the songbook of Hoagy Carmichael, as performed by the songwriter himself. Hoagy Carmichael was a jazz original, capable of writing musically complex tunes that could at times be beautiful and poignant, but other times be silly and flippant. He possessed a remarkable gift for melody, and he was able to translate that gift with his own voice and his unique, unrefined Midwestern drawl. Howard Hoagland Carmichael was born in Bloomington, Indiana, on November 22, 1899, and he pursued an unsuccessful law career at Indiana University before finally succumbing to his first love, music. He was not formally trained, but he took to the piano easily and began to write songs, or as he put it, discovering songs as they, quote, lie there on the keys, waiting for you to find them, unquote. While he was still a student at Indiana University, Hoagy befriended another Midwestern musician named Bix Beiderbecke, an up-and-coming cornet phenom from Iowa, who would continue to encourage Hoagy as he chased his own fame. It was Bix's group, the Wolverines, who recorded Hoagy's first song, Riverboat Shuffle, in 1924 at the Jeanette Records Studio in Richmond, Indiana. Bix Beiderbecke and the Wolverines' version of Riverboat Shuffle fell onto the radar of music publisher Irving Mills, and eventually led to Hoagy's big break with Paul Whiteman. Whether Hoagy was riding the coattails of Bix cornet, or Bix riding the coattails of Hoagy's song was unclear, but in a few years, both would become jazz stars in their own right. Here's Hoagy, a decade later, revisiting that first composition, Riverboat Shuffle, on Afterglow.
Good people, you're invited tonight to the Riverboat Shuffle. Good people, we got rhythm tonight at the Riverboat Shuffle. They tell me that slide pipe tutor is grand. Best Louisiana, so bring your freighter, come an alligator, that band. Mr. Hawkins on the tenor. Good people, you'll hear Meinerberg joys in special orchestration. Even Mama Dinah will be there to strut for the boys in a room full of noise. She'll teach you to shuffle it right, so bring your baby. I'll be seeing you at the Riverboat Shuffle tonight. teach you to shuffle it right. So bring your baby, I'll be seeing you at the Riverboat Shuffle tonight.
Hoagy Carmichael in 1938 performing his very first composition, Riverboat Shuffle. While Hoagy Carmichael was still living in Bloomington, Indiana, before pursuing fame in Hollywood, he wrote a tune which would not only become his most famous, but one of the most widely recorded songs in American popular music. He called it Stardust, and it was no simple pop tune, although it was quintessential Carmichael. It's an instrumental melody at its core, with a sweeping range, complex, intricate chromatic lines, and disjointed leaps. But the overall effect is wistful and dreamy, and the later lyrics by Mitchell Parrish added to its dreaminess. Because of its complexity, it's a marvel that Stardust ever became as popular as it did, performed by everyone from Louis Armstrong to Nat Cole to Willie Nelson. It's even more marvelous to hear Hoagy sing it himself, because while his voice lacks the refinement of other singers, Hoagy's able to handle the intricacies of the melody with grace and ease. Here's Hoagy Carmichael in 1942 with his song Stardust on Afterglow.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The night tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Hoagy Carmichael performing his classic tune Stardust with lyrics by Mitchell Parrish. Let's take a step back and explore some of Hoagy's early days as a singer. In 1929, Carmichael moved out to New York and soon found work as a song plugger, although never for the stage. His songs like Georgia on My Mind, Rocking Chair, and Lazy River became more and more popular, performed by Mildred Bailey, Louis Armstrong, the Mills Brothers, and Fats Waller. But he also recorded many of these songs himself. He created a band that included on occasion such luminaries as Jack Teagarden, Bix Beiderbecke, Benny Goodman, Gene Krupa, and the Dorsey Brothers. First, here's Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra featuring violinist Joe Venuti in 1930 with Georgia on My Mind on Afterglow.
Thank you. Just a little song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia. Just a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. My Georgia, my Georgia. No peace I find, just a little song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Thank you.
diddle-oo, dun da da dun diddle.
Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra in 1934, performing his song Judy. Jimmy Dorsey was featured there on clarinet, and his brother Tommy on trombone, along with Red Norvo on the vibes. Before that, we heard Hoagy and his orchestra in 1930, featuring Jimmy Dorsey again, along with Jack Teagarden on trombone and Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, performing the tune Georgia on My Mind. Hoagy Carmichael wrote many different kinds of songs, from sublime and nostalgic tunes like Stardust and Georgia on My Mind, to evocative character studies like Washboard Blues or Rockin' Chair. He was also adept at writing songs that bordered on novelty, songs like The Monkey Song or his more ambitious Hong Kong Blues, both of which he later performed on film. Let's hear those novelty songs now, beginning with his famous Hong Kong Blues, which to many modern listeners may come off as a bit racially insensitive, but it's still remarkable in both its storytelling and Carmichael's delivery. Here's Hoagy Carmichael in 1938 with his song Hong Kong Blues on Afterglow.
Story of a very unfortunate colored man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20-year privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gone. And now he's bobbing up Vienna just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his home's in Frisco where they ship the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. That's why he said, I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. I need someone to lend me a $50 bill and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I've a yen to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet opium won't let me fly away. I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Of a very unfortunate color man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20-year privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gone.
It's a story about a king, King Reedbop, and his dream down in the jungle. He dreams about flowers. Dreams about a bird. Dreams about another bird. That's a prettier bird. Dreams about a monkey. Dreams this monkey can play the drums. That's a different monkey. The reason the king has this dream, he's broke. He needs dough. And there's a missionary. Well, a monkey heard swing down the woola-wooling. He got bit by the beat of it. I hopped up on a hippo's back. With a grin, he went into his dance. Singing tookity-ackity-back. A king re-pop said, "You stop, you ain't exactly on the back feet." A look at my feet, and then he shuffled up a rhythm. Got the monkey going with him. In a minute, they were balling the jack in the sand. So the monkey made a coconut tom-tom. Found an old drum that belonged to the voodoos. By the middle of the week, every native was speaking about the monkey and his medicine band. He beat licks with his sticks to a record by Bix, till his rhythm was the talk of all the Congo. He had a canoe play the kazoo, and a jug man rounded out the combo. One day, a missionary with the Bible and canary came riding on a donkey through the jungle. King Reebop shouted, "Hey, stop, pop. I know a way that we can make a bundle." So he told the missionary with the Bible and canary about the monkey and the way he played drums. But he added he'd had a little bit of bad luck, and he'd like to sell the monkey to Frank Buck. "Okay," said the man with the Bible in hand, "if a deal is a coin to a hoil, I'll see what you got. I'll pay you a lot if you promise not to boil me in oil. Oil, 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 oil." Well, he went with the king and down a woola-wooling to see it's a big hit and make a buck on it. But the monkey king kept raving about spitting over nothing at all. It was just another monkey king re-pop. Then woke up, found out he'd been a-dreaming, and in a sweat caused a little missionary with the Bible and canary said, "King, it must have been somebody you asked. So long, boy."
Hoagie Carmichael and two novelty songs. We just heard The Monkey Song, recorded in 1948. He also performed that tune in the Jane Russell film The Las Vegas Story in 1952. Before that, we heard Hoagie in 1938 with the original version of Hong Kong Blues, a song that he performed again in the Humphrey Bogart film To Have and Have Not in 1944. We'll have more songs written and sung by Hoagie Carmichael in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. And the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the music of Hoagie Carmichael this hour, as performed by the songwriter himself. Carmichael wrote dozens of memorable tunes, true jazz standards, although there were some that he himself seldom performed, if at all, including The Nearness of You, In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening, I Get Along Without You Very Well, and the ever-ubiquitous Heart and Soul. So unfortunately, we won't get to hear some of those Hoagie Carmichael favorites this hour. If I had to characterize any Hoagie Carmichael tune, I would use the word wistful, looking back on some good old days with a folksy charm. But Carmichael's melodies were not folk melodies. His tunes are more jazz-oriented than just about any other songwriter of his ilk. Much of this nostalgia comes from the lyrics and the lyricists he worked with, like Paul Francis Webster and Johnny Mercer. They helped create that folksy atmosphere with the vocabulary that included rocking chairs, possums, sycamores, and rhubarb pies. Here are a few of Hoagie's nostalgic songs, beginning with Paul Francis Webster's Memphis in June on Afterglow.
Memphis in June, a shady veranda under a Sunday blue sky. Memphis in June, and Cousin Amanda's making a rhubarb pie. I can hear the clock inside a ticking and talking. Everything is peacefully dandy. I can see old Granny cross the street, still a rockin', watching the neighbors go by. Memphis in June, with sweet old Leander blowing perfume in the air. Up jumps a moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise, brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis in June. I can hear the clock inside a ticking and talking. Everything is peacefully dandy. I can see old Granny cross the street, still a rocking, watching the neighbors go by. Memphis in June, with sweet old Leander blowing perfume in the air. Up jumps a moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise, brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis and you.
Old buttermilk sky, I'm a-keepin' my eye peeled on you. What's a good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky, can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm going to pop her the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you, oh, buttermilk sky. I'm a-telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight. Keep a-brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, buttermilk sky. Don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love. pauper the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you. Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm telling you why. Now you know, keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, buttermilk sky, don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try. Don't tell me no lie. Will you be mellow and bright tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky.
That moon country, that possum and coon country, that sycamore heaven back south. I'll lose my mind till I get there. I long for that old country, that good for the soul country, good for cooking things that melt in your mouth. Oh Lord, when my cousin Cindy Lou plays a twilight hymn to you, she makes that old piano sound exactly like brand new. I long for that moon country, that's where I should be, 'cause that old moon country is home to me.
Hokie Carmichael and his orchestra with Moon Country, a tune that he wrote with lyricist Johnny Mercer. Before that, we heard Carmichael in 1946 with Old Buttermilk Sky, lyrics by Jack Brooks. And before that, we heard Carmichael with Memphis in June, lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. These next two Carmichael tunes both have lyrics written by Carmichael himself. The first one, Lazy River, was actually based on a melody first invented by a journeyman clarinetist from New Orleans named Sidney Arodin, but it was Hokie Carmichael who turned it into a standalone song. The tune we'll hear after that is a relatively rare melody called Eventide. Here's a private recording of Hokie Carmichael performing Lazy River on Afterglow.
lazy river where the old mill run meets lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awakes the bright new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you will be. Up a lazy river with me. Up above, everyone's in love. Up lazy river, how happy you will be. Up lazy river with me. That beautiful sunset in the west. Oh, the dreams I'm dreaming. Evening, someone waits for me. Oh, evening, neath the wildwood tree. Oh, evening, and I soon will be there, loving my sweet chickadee with all my heart. Eventide, bring down the night, but hang that moon up high and bright. 'Cause eventide, I've fallen in love.
Two rare recordings of Hoagy Carmichael tunes. We just heard Hoagy with his song Eventide, And before that, Lazy River, a tune he wrote based on a melody by clarinetist Sidney Rodin. In the 1950s, Hoagy Carmichael focused less of his attention on writing and performing and more on his burgeoning film career, starring in such films as The Best Years of Our Lives and Young Man with a Horn, which was a film based loosely on the life of his friend, Bix Beiderbecke. However, Hoagy Carmichael did record one of his finest albums in 1956 under the title Hoagy Sings Carmichael, where he approached many of his old popular songs, now as a man well into his 50s. So we'll close off this hour with several of the tracks from this album, which are all laid back in their approach. We'll begin with a song that he wrote over 25 years earlier, which, somewhat appropriately, was written as a dialogue between an old man and his younger offspring. Here's Hoagy Carmichael with Rockin' Chair on Afterglow.
Old rocking chairs got me. Cane by my side. Fetch me that ginseng, for I tan your hide. I can't get from this cabin I ain't going nowhere, ain't going nowhere. Just set me here grabbing, grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. My dear old Elliot, how long in heaven she be? Send me sweet chariot for the end of the troubles I see. Old rocking chair, he gets it, he gets it. Judgment day is here. Chained to my old rocking chair. Thank you. If you've never seen a quaint old southern city, just think of New Orleans. If you've never seen that town, boy, it's a pity. There's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of old-fashioned lace. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a black-eyed gal like mine, boy, oh, then you're right in it, right in New Orleans. Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a-journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music of the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? Thank you. skylark. I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Hoagy Carmichael in 1956 from the album Hoagie Sings Carmichael. We just heard Skylark, a tune he wrote with Johnny Mercer in 1941. And before that, two Carmichael originals, New Orleans and Rockin' Chair. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iHeartSoma.com, and Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.